You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A dilapidated home with crackling paint and weeds growing through the front steps on Syracuse's south side is going to serve as a focal point of a safe and healthy home tour. The house is situated behind another home after a long walk up a cracked driveway. It's certainly in need of a paint job and needs extensive restoration. Director of Code Enforcement Ken Towsley says inspectors will lead the public tours and point out what hazards need to be addressed.
This idea probably came more recently within the last few months about how we can get the education out. The TOP program that we started last November up on the north side opened our eyes to an education process that our inspectors were able to do during community groups. And then how else can we educate? We're working with the I team continuously, you know, on ways to be more proactive. This was one of the ways we figured out, utilizing the land bank and the house that is available to us.
Towsley says homes like this are a part of the inventory of the Syracuse Land Bank and can actually be enticing to buy for non-occupant landlords. Low-interest loans are provided through home headquarters, and the renovations can continue even when the budget runs out.
So if they're fixing up the major stuff and they need to paint the house, we'll work with them going forward that maybe next spring. You know, we're aware of it, you're aware of it, you've done a great job fixing some of the major stuff or all the major stuff, but you're out of money now.
Towsley wants the tour to educate housing providers and anyone dealing with tenants on a continuing basis, like social workers or caseworkers. He says it could also offer some advice to people living in substandard housing. Towsley explains the problems aren't necessarily easy to spot and hidden dangers may exist.
Smoke detectors, carbon monoxides, I think anybody can pick up on those in a heartbeat. But it's the other things that, you know, loose outlets, the no light fixtures, things like that, that maybe they're not paying attention to, the venting down in the basement.
From which hot water heaters and furnaces utilize and can cause carbon monoxide poisoning if the gas is trapped inside. So far, 80 people are signed up for the tour, which happens on Friday, June 15th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1512 South State Street in Syracuse. More spaces are available by signing up online at eventbrite.com and searching for Healthy Housing 101. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.